I tried to think, well, you know, how do we translate this into modern times? And while it is a 20th century image and not a 21st century image, I wonder how many of you remember when the Iron Curtain fell and the wall was torn down. Okay, good. I'm not that much older than. And at the time, the news analysts were saying, you know, this was inevitable from the moment McDonald's took a franchise in Moscow. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and discotheques. All right? The point being, the West did not triumph in this conflict because they had the better ideology. They didn't triumph because they had the stronger armies. They didn't triumph because they had the better political machinations. It was a triumph that happened because the people bought into the culture, and the culture slowly changed, and the wall came down. And this is what the Romans are trying to do throughout their empire, is build these cities where people can go to the theater and people can go to the ball game. Well, they weren't ball games, but you know what I'm saying. NASCAR races and the big hippodromes. And this is what's going on. And Jesus is saying to his disciples, you're my city on a hill. I want you to live in such a way that passers-by want to be part of this new kingdom. I want you to live in such a way that passers-by say, that's the ideology I want to be a part of. I want you to live in such a way that people want to be a part of the kingdom culture. I want you to be my city on a hill, he said. And then he says these bizarre things, and they only make sense in this countercultural setting. In my culture, we have a different way of looking at the poor. We have a different way of looking at the hungry. We have a different way of looking at those who mourn. We have a different way of looking at those who extend mercy. We have a different way of looking at all kinds of people because our culture is different. Our values are different. Our system is different. I want you to be my city on a hill. The currency is different. Y'all know the story of the fellow who prayed during his last years of life, Lord, I know you're not supposed to be able to take it with you, but couldn't I bring a little something? And God kept saying no. He says, Lord, I've been faithful. I've been good. Please, let me bring something. Just one suitcase. Let me bring one suitcase. And finally, God said, all right, I don't know what you think you need up here, but bring one suitcase. And so the man liquidates everything he owns. He said, I don't know what kind of money they have in heaven, so I'm going to buy gold. And he carried a suitcase full of gold to heaven. And when he got there, St. Peter said, we've been waiting for you. Let me see what you brought. And he opens up the suitcase, and Peter looks in. He says, you've got to be kidding me. All that fuss and all you brought was cobblestones, pavers. That's all you could come up with? They have different currency in this kingdom. And what Jesus says the currency is, what is it we're all working towards? What is it we all hope to earn? What is it we all hope is the outcome of being a part of this culture, an active citizen of this kingdom? Blessed are you when you're persecuted. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are you who are poor in spirit. The rewards of being citizens of God's kingdom are being blessed by God. It's a different currency. It's a different culture. And we're invited somehow to show it to the world around us in provocative ways that invite them to come and see what it's about. And learn our language, learn our songs, learn our culture, learn our way of doing things. In another church where I was pastor, we had an Hispanic ministry. We have one here too, but it's got a very different shape to it. Most of the folks who come here are young families, shopkeepers or folks like that. in this other community, the Hispanic population was mostly single men. They weren't single. They were married. They had families at home, but they came to the United States alone to work very difficult, menial jobs to earn money to send back to support their families. That's what they did. One of my friends in this ministry was a man named Frank, and he, we started off with an English as a second language class, and Frank just sat there through that with his arms crossed. I don't know if he ever learned a word of English, and I knew him for 5 years, and I don't think he ever learned a word of English in our ESL class. He just sat there with his arms crossed. Frank, like most of those guys, would take his paycheck, he would cash it, he would keep the money until he'd saved up enough to get it home using some kind of a card. You know, he'd buy a card and he would ship it home. One day he came into our Hispanic ministry and I could just tell he was almost trembling. He was so angry. And we kind of did what we always did, and then came to that prayer time, and Frank started talking. And he started talking, and the story was he'd been saving up his money, and he had several weeks' worth of pay tucked away in a hiding place under his cot at the dormitory where at the lumber yard where he worked. And somebody took it. And he said, "I know who took it because somebody saw him and they told me." And he said, "I knew from my upbringing how you handle this kind of situation. So I went and under the pillow of my cot, I had this." And he pulled out this wicked looking knife. Now, you've got to understand a couple things. First of all, I don't speak very much Spanish. I was only understanding every third word, and I had to wait for the translator to translate the rest of it to me. What I am experiencing is this man is trembling with anger. I understood blah, 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 angry, blah, 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 kill, blah, 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 and then he pulls out a knife and starts waving it around. Okay? But then the translator says, this is what Frank said. "I knew who did it. I was going to get my money back, or I was going to kill him. That's how we handle things where I come from." And inside me, I was going, you know, it's not that different just a couple blocks from here. And then he took the knife and he flipped it, grabbed it by the blade, and handed it to me hilt first. He said, "I got to thinking about the people I've met here in this place and how they handle things like this. I got to thinking about the words I've been hearing you say about forgiving people. I've been watching and I know how you respond when terrible things happen in your life." He says, "I don't understand everything that you've been saying. I'm not sure that I believe what you believe, but I want to live like you live." And he handed me the knife. And through the translator, he says, "If that's good enough, I'd like you to baptize me next week." Well, for me, that was good enough. "I want you to be my city on a hill," Jesus says. "I want you to live out my culture and my values in such an evocative way that people take note and want to be a part of it. I want you to win people over to being citizens of my kingdom." A new culture, a new currency. I absolutely could not resist closing with a children's song. And we've already had it out once today, but if the band will come up, I'm going to invite you guys to sing "This Little Light of Mine." I'm going to let it shine. Maybe we can do the tune I learned when I was little. Will you stand, and you got to do the motions. You all know them. I know you do. So don't play stupid with me. I'll be watching, okay? Some of you didn't want to, but you had fun anyway, didn't you? I could tell you were fighting it back, and it came out anyway. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we would be salt, we would be light, we would be your city on a hill. Give us courage, we pray. Pour out the power of your Spirit, that we may exhibit the kingdom of God before others. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let God's people say.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Richmond, Kentucky First United Methodist Church, Growing Disciples Who Make a Difference.